Legislators wrapped up week three on Thursday. I had four legislative days this week, and really the first week of seeing a lot of action legislatively. The first 2 weeks were really about getting everybody put in positions and offices set and roles set, and now we're starting to see a lot more legislation dropped in the hopper and coming to fruition. We had a HAC committee this week in the House and heard from the EPD about water withdrawals in Southwest Georgia. We heard about CWD, some of the issues that they found there. And then also we had other meetings in finance where Senate finance, where they brought up some legislation dealing with conservation use with CUVA, trying to expand that program to make sure it meets the modern needs of agriculture as our industry continues to change. We need to make sure that the one of the most important pieces of tax legislation fits our needs. So a lot going on this week. We also had a giant press conference from Governor Kemp that includes the Lieutenant Governor and the Speaker of the House. I'm talking about tort reform. So that's been kind of the major news of the week, was what the governor was going to say and what that legislation was going to look like. It's very exciting to see. We're fully in support of the governor's efforts here to kind of change the tort laws here in the state to make sure that our industries and all industries can survive. We've seen insurance rates go through the roof for all of our members, and that's really what the governor's trying to get at, is how do we reduce these overbearing costs when it comes to insurance and other costs of operating. So a lot there this week, and the General Assembly is definitely well underway now.
And with the session underway, of course, a big event that takes place every year. I know the Georgia Agribusiness Council gets together with their members and folks, and tell us about that.
Yeah, so we'll have our biggest legislative event of the year Tuesday and Wednesday. On Tuesday, we'll have a legislative reception there at the Freight Depot down the street from the Capitol. We'll have about 150 of our members and a lot of legislators there. And then the next morning, we do our annual legislative breakfast, which will have upwards of 500 people in attendance. It's always good to see so many folks in the ag world there at the Capitol. Our legislators love to see them and visit with folks from back home. So we're looking forward to that then. If anybody would love to come, we still have room and love to see you then.